2024 Yakandanda Folk Festival was held from 22nd to 24th of March and once again boasted a mouth-watering lineup of local and international acts. Indigo FM's presenters staked out our studios to record interviews and live-to-air performances with a number of the artists.
Moonshine whiskey's here to stay. I said, come on, babe, give me that grave. Come and join this life of sin. Save my soul another jarrow. Moonshine whiskey's here to stay. Let's go.
Here's an interview with Julian James chatting to Scott. Hey folks, you're back here on Indigo FM in the Yakandanda studios with Scott. And it's been a pretty huge Yak Folk Festival weekend for us. We've had a lot of artists very generously gracing us with their time to come in and chat and tell us their stories and also to play live to air. We've had such a diverse array. It's a bit mind-boggling, but we're still going and we've got one or two more to finish off the day. So right now I've got Julian James joining me, and Julian, thanks very much for popping in here to Indigo FM.
No worries, thanks very much for having me, Scott.
Yeah, it's so I guess the obvious question, how's your festival been?
Busy, but it's been really, really good. It's just such a great atmosphere in town, and it's good to see so many people just enjoying the town that we sort of take for granted throughout the year, you know, so it's, yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's had a... I guess that thing about taking for granted, I think, is really important because obviously the festival, I think this might be the 24th one. It started in the late 90s. I was there for maybe the second and third one. I saw it in its real infancy. And just to see where it is today, and there's so many elements that, you know, but I guess the general thing that hits you on a like perfect day, perfect autumn day today, is just the people across all generations and sectors just out, and people and their animals, their dogs, and you know, it's a real celebration of community.
Yeah, absolutely. And the weather's turned on amazingly, which adds to the vibe. It's always a bit hard to get excited when it's cold, but yeah, it's been great. It's been, and you know, everyone, there's been no dramas, and it's been really, really good.
And you've had a couple of late slots over at the Star Hotel?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
I have.
Well, what does that say about your reputation in town?
No comment. No comment.
Hard rock and blues artists well suited to late nights at pubs.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's to be honest, I'd probably prefer an earlier spot so I can be the one up the front dancing or sitting back and enjoying over a beer. But no, they've been great shows, great audiences. I mean, they've been a little bit cold, but that's, you know, that comes with the territory. So.
Very much, yeah. So what's been, outside of the Yak Folk Festival, what's been happening in your world, say, over the last few months? You've been touring around a bit, been Tassie, been up to Kiama and places like that, I guess?
So it's sort of, I had December off, and January was just for the album. So December was preparation for that, and went down to Tasmania. Beautiful little studio with an awesome producer called Matt Fell, who he's won a couple of arias and golden guitar. He's got 28 golden guitars or something, but he's an absolute pleasure to work with. And he's got a new little studio space down there. He's moved from Sydney, and it's just underneath Cradle Mountain there, and it's just stunning, you know. Yeah. So we stayed there for 5 days and recorded the album in 4 days, so 11 tracks.
Yeah, wow.
Which is, yeah, it's an amazing experience. And then now it's just all the other stuff that goes with it, you know, the rebranding and the how we're going to release it and when we're going to release it. And it's sort of the work only really begins once it's recorded.
I guess with your last album, Devil Town, in 2021, you would have gone through a lot of that and probably a lot more complexity with COVID, working out, well, when do we release this thing?
Yeah, Devil Town was... I did Live at the Star as well, which was just a live album as well. So that was 2022, I think. So, Yeah, it was. I released Devil Town sort of when everybody had the same idea, so it sort of got a little bit lost in the wash, but you know, I've been sitting on it for 2 years by then anyway. Yeah. So it was time to move it out move on to the next thing. So super proud of that album. That's that's definitely one of my, I think, one of my better works. But they've all got their own thing, so
Always, I spent 8 years living in El Dorado, so I love the El Dorado Dredge being in one of your favorites.
Mushroom Clouds, and also the antique store down the end of the street there. That was another one that was in that. So. I love that dredge. It's such a hidden little gem, you know. Like it's such an amazing, massive hunk of metal.
Yeah, I used to live virtually a very short walk from there, and I know once or twice, at one point you could walk out onto it, and then they closed it down for OH&S reasons, and I'm not sure if it's current state, but I know at one stage, just a friend and I, it was quite late at night, I think it was about like 10 o'clock at night, said, let's go for a walk, and just walked out there and just, you know, like, appreciated it. At night. It's a bit of a gargantuan beast tucked away.
Something like 3,000 ton or something stupid. It was the biggest dredge in the southern hemisphere, I think. And you can still walk into it, but they've made it all safe. You know, so you can sort of walk in and see through gates and stuff.
Okay, so you've got your guitar ready to go there, so I thought we might get you to play a track for us. So what would you like to play?
I got married last year, and we had a little bit of moonshine there at the wedding. We did a four-day wedding festival, so Wedstiful. So I wrote a song about moonshine, a song called White Lightning.
Okay, let's give it a spin.
Comes on frightening, get me down on my knees to pray. Save my soul to another jail roll. Moonshine whiskey's here to stay. I said, come on, babe, give me that grave. Come and join this life of sin. Save my soul to another jail roll. Moonshine whiskey's here to stay. Let's go. Save my soul with another J-O. Moonshine whiskey's here to stay. I said, oh, white lightning comes on frightening, get me down on my knees to pray. Save my soul with another J-O. Moonshine whiskey's here to stay. Well, I save my soul with another J-O.
Awesome stuff. Julian James here at Indigo FM for the Yaknanda Folk Festival, and there's still plenty of music to be enjoyed for the day. Just after 1:30, and things are still kicking on for a few more hours. So Julian gets to, kind of almost officially close things at about 6 o'clock at the Star Hotel. And then there's a jam after that.
Yeah, we said it's sort of like a bluesy jam, I guess, but we'll see who turns up and go from there.
Yeah, cool. Mm. Yeah, no worries. If we just talk about the music scene here in Yakandanda outside the festival and throughout the year, Yakandanda has always been very strong for live music, in particularly Arts Yakandanda and Star Hotel, particularly those venues, I guess. And those, Arts Yak is an arts organisation putting on a lot of live music. But things have certainly been ramped up a bit in the last year or two, and several people have commented on this to me, with some of the quality of the artists coming through, like Eric Bibb, Elon Jewell, Luca Bloom, so on, and you've had a fair involvement in booking a lot of those artists, is that fair to say?
Yes, yeah. So I took over booking the pub probably about 3 years ago.
Hmm.
And I'm just fortunate enough to be in a position where I know a lot of the promoters and bookers so it's a really good spot. I think Yak and Dander has more of a vibe than Albury Wodonga. It's a bit of a blanket statement, but I think Matt, who owns the Star, we just really want to put Yak on the map as a stopover between, you know, Sydney and Melbourne, or Canberra and Melbourne, or, you know, because it's 3.5 from Melbourne, 4 from Canberra. So, and, you know, we've got so many, especially in March, April, we just have so much talent that are around the States because of Port Fairy and National Folk Festival. And, you know, so it's just awesome to be able to just piggyback off the back of that and get them here. And every band that's come to Yak and Dander is always... they love the name, first of all. I always try and get internationals to say it on a video. This is like my little, you know, we had a video of Eric Bibb saying Yak and Dander, and just try and really push the town that way, on a bit of a bigger scale, like a world scale, you know. So, because all their fans will see that, and when they come to Melbourne or when they come to Australia, they'll want to go to Yak and Dander, you know. So
that's right. It's sort of, and I know that, you know, obviously Indigo FM, we have a strong presence here, a strong presence in Beechworth, and we, another presence out of Kiwatangam and different things. But sort of, we do a weekly gig guide, and the staples are always what's happening in Star Hotel, what's happening at Tansville's in Beechworth, and the arts organisations and whatever. But certainly, Beechworth, I think, takes a similar view. A lot of the venue owners down there sort of seeing that opportunity to, so, you know, that halfway point between Sydney and Melbourne, or Canberra and Melbourne, or if a band, you know, can't quite get the numbers together for a gig in Canberra, remarkably it seems to be able to possibly work in Yak and Dander or Beechworth, where there's just a fraction of the population. But the music culture is so strong in some of these towns.
And it's also, you know, because there is an amazing artistic community in Yak and Dander and surrounds. Like, the Indigo Shire has a very strong artistic community, just in general. And to be able to get people like Elon Jewell and Jenny and the Don'ts and the Spurs and Jenny Don'ts and whatever, Jenny Don't and the Spurs. Oh, there we go. I'm just trying to read it off the post. But, and like Eric and Luca and, you know, we've got Ash is nearly sold out as well. Yes. Ash Cromwell.
Yeah.
There's a few others that are just coming through. So it's just, it's also giving people the opportunity to see those bands as well, you know, and try and create a space for that, which then promotes more art and more artistic. Because every time I see a band of that caliber, I'm always inspired to go and practice and create, you know.
Well, a lot of the people I know around here that love that sort of music are, I think, really chuffed that it's happening in their own hometown. You know, because these are people that are used to going to out on the weekend down in Melbourne, in Williamstown, or, you know, a lot of the other festivals around the place. And I also think, you know, Yak and Dander, like, again, through a lot of the bookings you're doing, they're really strong in, you know, that roots area of music. And Beechworth has probably tended to cover over the last decade or so a lot more indie bands and stuff like that. So it's kind of a nice balance now, I feel like, because once upon a time it was very common, really, back in previous ownerships of the two pubs, where, you know, Rory Ellis would come and play Friday night here and Saturday in Tanswell's, and that happened quite a lot. It was pretty much a very similar sort of programming at both pubs, but they're close by. They're 20 minutes away.
Yeah, absolutely. So. And I know, what was his name? He books Tanswell.
Doug.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm in contact with Doug as well. Whenever he has something that doesn't fit with him, he talks to me, and vice versa. You know. So
yeah.
It's,
yeah.
you know, it's a mutual, you know, if we can't do it, they might be able to do it and vice versa. So,
yeah.
But I, you know, I just love, you know, bringing, you know, 200 people to town on a Wednesday night. Like that's just, you know, it's folk festival is great because thousands of people descend, but just getting that many people into the town and spending the money in the town and, you know, look, that's kind of the vibe. So,
yeah. And again, just an observation I've made over many years living in northeast Victoria, but you know, some music festivals are really intense for a few days on a certain style, but you don't really see much evidence of that for the other 360 days of the year. And I think that you know, I would like to think, well, where's the legacy? You know, how is the local music culture for that style of music really enriched and visible? Apart from a few sculptures around or something like that, you want to know there's live music happening on a regular basis in some of these venues all year round, and so that's something that certainly Yak Folk Festival is just it's evolved really naturally. So
I also have to say that everything that I'm doing with the booking and stuff I couldn't have done without Matt, as you know, Matt is and his trust and support in what I'm doing, because he loves music and he's a big advocate for it, and that's where it all stems from, really, you know.
And also I guess perhaps even, you know, when I look at their menu offerings, they probably also kind of fit that sort of style.
Oh, 100%
music, you know, rootsy, bluesy sort of Americana. And they've got all the, you know, the barbecued stuff.
I don't think Australia's, there's a big Americana, or in America they call it new grass. You know, so it's like Americana is that beautiful ambiguous umbrella that's sort of like, it's not, it might not be blues, it's sort of a little bit bluesy, but it's not quite country and it's not quite folk, but it's somewhere. It's definitely that sound. So, and that's kind of what my genre is, I guess. I play quite a lot of blues, but then I play it with a fiddle, so it doesn't sound like traditional blues with the fiddle, even though fiddle is very traditional blues, you know. A lot of those guys back in the south with the big when they abolished slavery, like a lot of them were all classically trained, there was a lot of fiddle in that earlier stuff. And then it kind of went to the cities and became amplified, and even though you can play amplified fiddle, it suits it more to harmonica and electric guitar, and just the frequencies kind of fit a bit better than with the fiddle. So it's all really interesting stuff, but
Who have you seen that's really sort of out of the box a bit that really impressed you this weekend?
We poached those folk on Thursday night. They came out to where I'm staying, and we had a big jam and recording session out there. I've got all this new gear, and they are awesome. I'll give them a big shout out. Really authentic and just really lovely people as well. And who else? Lady Valiant as well. I love those guys. I mean, half their band is my band. They're the guys I use when I go up to Far North Queensland. They're the rhythm section.
Handy.
They're very handy. So we sort of doubled up on this weekend.
And so I was curious about, you're playing with the Moonshine State this weekend, so who's in that band?
So I've got Matt Gerdes and Fry, so drummers and bass. They're from Cairns. And I have Jacinta on fiddle. So Jacinta's from JC and the Tree, but I've done a lot of work with her up the coast as well. So so the Moonshine State is just sort of an amalgamation of my band. You know, like I've got financial reasons. I've got players in Melbourne. I've got players in Canberra. I've got players in Cairns. I've got players in Brisbane. So it just, you know, I don't have to fly people. But they all learn the stuff, and it's all, you know.
Sounds fun. Would you like to play another song, Chris?
I was just trying to think of what I would play, but this is a song off my Silver Spade album. This is a song about running out of alcohol. So it's a song called Empty Bottle Blues. Third of the devil couldn't keep me down.
couldn't keep me down, couldn't keep me down. Sold my soul to a traveling man, steady smile and shaky hand. Sold my soul to that traveling man. Empty bottle blues takes away my soul. Preacher's on the phone, he's asking where did all that holy water go. Head is spinning and my body aches, knocking at them holy gates. I'm just knocking at them holy gates. My drunk mind needs a remedy. I'm here sweating in my sheets. I'm here sweating in my sheets. Empty bottle blues takes away my soul. Preacher's on the phone, he's asking where did all that holy water go. Where did all that holy water go? Where
The Empty Bottle Blues there from Julian James. You're here at Yakinanna Folk Festival with Scott. And, we've just been blown away by all the talent of people coming through this weekend. And, Julian, thanks very much for joining us.
Nice.
I guess one thing before you go, if people want to find your music online, where are the best places to head?
Yeah, absolutely. So just julianjames.com.au or on all socials, it's Julian James Artist.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, keep up the good work. And going to put any of those 7 or 8 harmonicas to work?
There's a bluegrass band playing in the front bar of the Star at the moment, so I might go have a blow with them. And
cool.
And then we'll see what happens.
No worries. Well, have a great rest of the festival, and good rest up for a few days after it.
Awesome.
And thanks for joining us.
No worries. Thanks, Scott. Cheers. Cool. Appreciate it.